Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We invite the Spirit, hallelujah, in our midst as we open the words of the Bible to meditate on the words therein. Hallelujah. We pray for illumination, a quickening in your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because your goodwill is to give the kingdom unto your children. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let us understand that from the day man lost out on his first state, on his glory, on his place, from his place in the eternal spirit, which is God, God has always been seeking and always seeks to revive man and to bring man back to that place. If you listen carefully to the messages to the churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3, you see that God is constantly trying to restore man to a place of glory. That's why it says, remember from whence you have fallen. Remember your place among the stars of God, where you shine with such brilliance. Return, repent and return. So you see, the Spirit of God is just there to return man back to his place in glory. It's written that in Adam all are falling short of the glory of God, meaning that we originate from the glory of God. But man fell short along the line when he was deceived. Man deviated from the path of life. And that is why we have so much horrors, sorrows, tribulation, and pains today. Hallelujah. But the Spirit is testifying today that there is a place where God puts an end to darkness. There is a place, a realm, a dimension where God puts an end to darkness. Praise God, hallelujah. And when darkness ceases to exist or function in your own mind, in you, then the beauty of the creation of God comes into view. Then this thing called fear, pain, sorrow, death is abolished. Oh, don't you live as men? You will live in constant fear of death. You know that? You live in constant fear of losing this or losing that. You're living in constant fear and anxiety, in pain, because things that you dearly hold on to, you begin to discover that they are all vanishing. Things that you preciously, you know, clung to are all disappearing. Fear. John says, where there is fear, the full knowledge of God is absent. Praise God, hallelujah. All this we just described here is darkness. And he says that he has come to gather us, translate us into the kingdom of his dear son. Praise God, hallelujah. Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians that he has transformed us, translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Of course, it's easy to quote these scriptures, to read these scriptures, read them out in your sermons, read them out and say, I'm translated, from kingdom of darkness into kingdom of light. But the truth about it is, are you experiencing it? Is it a reality yet? Oh, praise God, hallelujah. The Spirit is here to make this a reality. Praise God, this is the only gift of God. The gift of God is to cause you to realize the light, the realm of the Son of God. Because the Son of God walks in light, abides in the light. And we are called to walk in the light as He is in the light. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. And when you walk in the light, you are enveloped in the conscious knowledge of a loving God. You are enveloped and tucked into God, into the hand of God, so that you live and abide consciously in God. Praise God, hallelujah. Right from the days of the fall of man up to the book of Revelation, because the moment man fell, when we say the fall of man is the fall of you. If you still experience fear, if you still experience pain, sorrow, these are all traits of the fall. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man in Adam became enveloped in darkness, not knowing where he's coming from and not knowing where he's going. God, my life has suddenly become a mystery. You see, but from the days of the fall, there has been set into motion a plan to redeem man, a plan to restore man, to get him back from the realm of outer darkness back into the light. Praise God. These workings are already there, happening. Of course, these are not things that you can see with your physical eyes, that you can perceive with your natural senses. But it's not talking about big revivals, big churches, big gatherings, and you know, that is not the kind of revival God is speaking about. We're talking about a translation back from the outer darkness that represents life in the flesh, absence from God, back into the reality of life in God. And this work is happening right now. Right from the days of old up to the book of Revelation, right from Genesis to Revelation, you can see that God was always indicating a way back into the light. We had the story of Noah, how Noah entered into the ark and was catapulted onto the summit, the highest pinnacle upon Mount Zion, which is an allegory of Mount Zion. It's a place of pure light. In his generation, those who will not hear, who could not perceive what the Spirit was saying at that time, all sunk deeper into the abyss, which is darkness. The abyss speaks about darkness. The abyss is the realm of outer darkness, where man is actually or senses himself to be totally absent from the Lord. And when you are absent from the Lord, which we're talking of conscious knowledge, absent from the conscious knowledge of the Lord, what happens is that you are in hell. You are in tribulation. You now begin to feel that there are forces after you. You begin to feel that probably God has turned his back on you. The sun doesn't shine anymore on you. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. But the company of Noah are those who will allow the Spirit guide them back to the summit, to the pinnacle of Zion, where they can hear the voice which says, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." See, that voice, that knowledge of the love of God is the power of the ages to come. See, that is the power with which Jesus Christ functions. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. In His presence is the fullness of joy. That is all you need. When you want to pray, of course, you want to direct your prayers and everything towards attaining to that realm that God has prepared for those that love Him. Hallelujah. It was the Spirit indicating through the story of Noah of a place of life, brethren. Hallelujah. And the Spirit does not change. The Spirit is speaking today, testifying of this realm of light, this place of inner light. Noah had entered into a secret place. He had entered into the secret place of the Most High. Praise God. It was the same Spirit of God indicating to mankind, trying to point to mankind a path back into inner light, into the place of conscious knowledge of God, when Moses was, you know, directed to build a tabernacle. Praise God. All that thing you see in the Old Testament, what do you think he's talking pointing about? Is the Spirit trying to indicate a pathway back into God. Hidden within that box was a presence, was inner light. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Was the Shekinah glory hidden within that tabernacle. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the veil, which is the same veil over our minds today as men, over the veil of the men who inhabit the earth today in the transgression, that veil was rent at the death of Jesus. A symbolic gesture to show that the Spirit is indicating a path for every man today into the holies of holies. Hallelujah. You never find the holies of holies in Jerusalem or anywhere. It speaks about a realm of light, inner light. Praise God, where you can once more swim in the conscious knowledge of the bountifulness and the love of God. Praise God, hallelujah. So the prayer of the saint is that I may experience this thing, that I may abide in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. See, the psalmist will say that my soul cleaves to the dust. My soul cleaves to the outer realm. Hallelujah. In the flesh. And I'm bound to corruption. I'm bound to the beggarly elements of God. Of this world. The beggarly elements of this world. My soul cleaves to the dust. Deliver me. Oh God, hear my cry. Deliver me from the bondage of corruption back into the glorious liberty of the Son of God, so that I can once more swim in the glory of my God the Father. Praise God. There is a place where God puts an end to darkness. And it is a reality for every man today. As you go about your work, as you go about your daily thing, let your mind be fixed on that promise in the heavens. Because God seeks to gather you into that realm. The trumpet is already sounding. If you can discern the times, the trumpet is already sounding. It can never get better. Because at the sound of the trumpet, God expects that you obediently allow the Spirit guide your soul out of the snare of the fowler, out of the cage of the fowler. You know what a fowler is? It's a hunter of birds. See, those who go, they go to in those days to hunt birds. And the bird is like a soul. The bird of a man in transgression is like a soul that has been trapped in a cage. See, you are trapped in a cage. No matter how you gather the glories of this world into unto yourself as a man, you are like that bird that is trapped in a cage. Hallelujah. But God is here to deliver you from the snare of the fowler and cause you to sour in the hearts of God again. Hallelujah. There is a place where God puts an end to darkness. You see this in Job chapter 28. I'm going to read briefly. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He setted an end to darkness and searched out all perfections, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitants, even the waters, forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is torn up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which no vulture eyes have seen. The iron whelps have not trodden on it, let a fierce lion pass over it. Now, praise God. Now we can see Job here in this parable, because you know the Bible is filled up with parables. Praise God. Obviously, Job, there's no way Job could have totally comprehended what he was saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a place where God set an end to darkness. And when man begins to excavate, to begin to rediscover the eternal riches of God. Brethren, it exists. These things are not there for nothing. These things are real. And the Spirit is here to testify of these things. There is a place where God puts an end to darkness. No more fear, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Praise God. This is what we just finished a seminar on the New Jerusalem, and you see, the New Jerusalem is a realm. The Bible says the city has no need of the sun, but the God, Lord God, gives it light. Hallelujah. Isaiah the prophet speaks about the light of the city seven times that of the sun. A realm of pure light where there is no more darkness. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Where you walk freely, you know, in liberty from the corruption that is in this world. The hate, the pain, the jealousy, the envy, the bitterness. Praise God. Don't you want to get out of that realm? Despair, pain, malice. Don't you want to get out of that realm? And discover the realm of love, purity of heart, freedom in the spirit. That is liberty in the spirit. This is where God is guiding us into. Every man. He puts an end to darkness. It's a realm where the vulture, no fowl, no lion, has trodden upon. What is he talking about? He's talking about the beast. He's talking about the natural man. Now begin to understand that if we continue to maintain or hold on to our lives, our mentality, our way of thinking as men, there's no way we can actually see the kingdom of God. All our ideas of life, all the carnal concepts that we have gathered unto ourselves as men, we must with joy let go of it. Praise God. To enter back into that fellowship in light, every man must let go of everything. The only thing that we can lay hold of and enter into God's kingdom is the knowledge of the Christ in I. Every other concept, every other philosophical, you know, presentation of teachings or whatever, all these things have to be left aside to enter back into light. Praise God. This is, it can't get any better, brethren. This is God speaking. This is the word of God. Isaiah 35 confirms what we just read in Job chapter 28. Isaiah 35 says that there is a path for the redeemed, a path of salvation where the redeemed pass over. It's a path of holiness. It's a path where, you know, the wild beasts, the ferocious beasts are not passed upon. Only for the redeemed. It's a narrow path into life where the redeemed return back to Zion with singing on their, you know, on their lips, and sorrow and sighing and pain and your new death and everything is no more. You see this in Isaiah 35. It's a confirmation of this realm where darkness is no more. He puts an end to darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. An end to darkness. Praise God. You see that the scripture is one? The scripture is one. We just read Isaiah 35 before we read Job 28. They are speaking the same things. I'm sure Isaiah and Job, they never knew each other. Probably Isaiah never knew Job existed. And Job never knew Isaiah would come later. But they are speaking of a dimension of pure light. An end of darkness. The Holy Spirit is demonstrating this path to man today back into this place of light. Praise God. This place of light is to be desired above your husband, above your wife, above your all your ambitions in this life. Let it, you see, it's nothing compared to this great glory that is, you know, being offered to men today. Praise God. Hallelujah. A path, a narrow path into life through the guidance of the Spirit of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. No more darkness, no more sin, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more separation from the life of God. This all equates to separation from the life of God. Hallelujah, praise God. But thank God for his love. Hallelujah. God has given us the mind of Christ. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. The mind of Christ, so that we can each be partakers of that life that is in God. So without the mind of Christ, a changing of the mind. See it. Without the changing of the mind, you cannot enter into what? God's kingdom. You can't enter into this place of life. That's why it says nothing that defies or makes a lie can enter into the New Jerusalem, into this you know, city that is set upon that high Mount Zion, where God is causing a return of his people unto Jesus. The carnal mind, flesh and blood, is the mind that is unable to recognize the presence of God in all things. Do you know God's presence is everywhere as the water covers the sea? Are you aware of that? Do you know that when you are walking in the spirit, you become wholly consciously aware that besides God, there is no other? Oh, hallelujah. Are you aware that if you see any other thing apart from the Lord of glory, you are actually beholding an idol? Many things that we cling to as men, concepts that we have married as men, these things have become idols in our life which defile us. See it? They become like spots upon our garments. Our garments have been stained with flesh. So that we became, how do I put it, unable to stand in the presence of God. We had a defiled conscience as men. And we are unable to discern the Lord of the whole earth, his presence that fills the earth as the water covers the sea. This is outer darkness. Praise God. It's outer darkness. See, and the achievement in this outer world cannot bring you to the place of joy, peace, and everything you can think of. It cannot. Successful family, loving husband, loving wife, loving this, loving that, those things cannot give you the goods of the kingdom. Praise God, like smoke, they vanish over time. They change over time. Things change. So the Spirit of God is guiding us back into the place of eternal rest, the place of eternal peace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise God. And it's all readily available now. The counsel of the Lord is leading every man back to that narrow path. Back unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Joy is at our disposal. Glory is at our disposal. Everything right now. Because the Spirit is here to give us the kingdom in its totality. To have the kingdom means having God in its entirety. That's what it means. It means sitting on his glory, on his throne, partaking of his glory, partaking of his name, become commonwealth partakers of all that God is. This is the privilege that we have as children of God. Privilege that we have as we allow the Spirit to guide us into God. Praise God. We all know the story of Noah. Sorry, not Noah, Jonah. Noah and Jonah. Jonah is a story of every man who has experienced life in the flesh. Jonah is the story of every man who has tasted of death in the first Adam. Praise God, because Adam in reality is that man that plunged into the abyss in his transgression. The abyss talks about darkness. It's a place where there is no solid ground. Praise God. You know, like I said, up to this very day, with all the technology in this world, you know that people have not been able to still get to the end of the abyss. It's like an endless death. It's endless. What I'm trying to say is that, but this is what the Spirit is indicating. When you see the abyss in the depths of the sea, is the abyss. Praise God. And the abyss is, when you live in that realm, you continue to sink down. It's a continuous dying. You continue to perish. That's why it says God loved the world, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever shall believe in shall not perish. Now that perish that Jesus Christ mentioned is a continuous deterioration, a continuous state of death. Continuous deception. Continuous deviation from the truth. Greater sorrows and greater pains and greater fears. You begin to wonder why the ungodly grow up more ungodly. Praise God, hallelujah. You begin to wonder why, you know, the wicked grow more wicked. See, because it's like they are on sinking ground. And you, as you go further and further, you go greater and greater into ignorance, spiritual ignorance, greater torments, greater pains. Praise God, I've seen people who were brilliant, radiant, you know, full of energy and vitality in their youth, and in their later years, I saw how things fell apart. And I tell you, it's pathetic. You can see the countenance of a man and a woman change over the years, and they become so bitter, full of spite, hate, full of troubles, worries, and woes. Oh, hallelujah. But unto you can hear the voice of the Spirit, the light of God is risen, and the glory of the Lord is seen in you. As you can allow the hand of the Lord, the Spirit, to lift you out of the abyss. Genesis chapter 1 speaks about darkness over the sea, over the face of the sea. That darkness over the face of the sea is the ignorance in the heart of man. It is the darkness, the thick darkness. Darkness, you know, the Bible speaks about the darkness that enveloped Egypt in the days of Moses. The darkness was so thick that as if he could feel it, he could touch the darkness. It's abject ignorance, total ignorance, complete ignorance of the reality of the life of God. And at times you begin to question whether there is God. You begin to question whether, you know, there's ever a way out of that place. That is darkness. You begin to question whether God truly loves you. That is darkness. You begin to wonder whether God has laid sicknesses on you and God is, you know, the door is shut forever. That is darkness. Why is this happening to me and to that other person is not happening? It's darkness. I am not worthy of God's kingdom, blah, blah, blah. That is darkness. Darkness covered the face of the deep, the abyss. See, that's where Adam sunk into. That's out the realm of outer darkness. And all men live in that realm. Men who have not come to the full knowledge of Christ. Because there are depths, you know, there are levels and levels. There are some that are a bit higher than others. Some get higher. And the moment you get higher out of there, you are closer to the light. But God wants to give us light in its totality. Not partial light. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the story of Jonas, we know what happened. Jonas had disobeyed God. And Jonas plunged, was cast into the sea. Praise God, a man can only disobey God by not keeping himself in the knowledge of Christ. By not walking in the truth. That's how you disobey God. By not exercising yourself in the truth. In Christ, walking in the knowledge of Christ. See, and when you do that, God, there's no God somewhere that is fishing you out to throw into any sea. See, automatically when you lose knowledge of the Son of God, which is the truth, what happens is that you are giving on to the lie. See, and there's a kind of slope, a recline, a slipping into this darkness that we just spoke about. See, so Jonas turned this away from the truth, disobeyed the truth, and he found himself in the belly of a whale, in the very depths of the sea. Praise God, hallelujah. That is outer darkness, that is the realm of hell. Hell and death. Praise God. See, it's a spiritual dimension of total absence from the reality of God. Praise God. And God is here to bring every man out of that realm. Just listen to what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Let us quickly read the prayer of Jonah in the belly of the whale. Praise God. Remember that this is the experience of every man. And God is a God that answers prayers. We're already seeing clues on how to pray here. So praying is not just, you know, praying for money, praying for a wife, praying for a husband, praying for the goods of this world. See, there's a prayer that is supreme above all those kind of prayers. Of course, we need things, and help comes. So for those of you who don't believe in miracles, well, that's your cup of tea. Help comes. We have seen help from above. Over my work with the Lord for years, it wasn't always rosy for me, but I've seen help, divine help. And the hand of God, you know, appearing to assist. I've seen it again and again. Praise God, hallelujah. So God can supply for all our needs. We're not trying to say God can supply for all your wants. Or all your lusts. So you don't need to pray a prayer. I need a swimming pool in front of my house. Of course it can happen. God, my Father, I need a Jaguar. I need a Rolls Royce. Of course it can happen. But what I'm trying to say is that let us understand the focus of prayers. What is prayers all about? See, prayer is like a kind of a lifeline back to the eternal Godhead. See, for the one who seeks help, who seeks to reconnect back with God, it's a reaching out to the invisible God. That's what prayer is all about. Praise God. See, the only problem a man has is that he has been living his life in outer darkness. That is because what if the kingdom of God is present consciously, every other thing is what added. Jesus Christ demonstrated this again and again when he could command the fish to bring out money from the mouth to pay his taxes. We're not trying to say you should go out there to collect money from the mouth of the fish. These things could happen, but we're trying to receive the message, the greater message that Jesus was giving, that as a child of the kingdom, your needs are already provided for. Praise God. The doors open automatically for you. Things work out for your good when you are, walking in the reality of God's kingdom, in light, in God, in the conscious knowledge of the love of God. All things are possible. The bread is not the problem. The feeding is not the problem. The clothing is not the problem when you are enveloped in the knowledge of God. These things are real. See, so the prayer that we pray is a lifeline back to God, seeking a return to rediscover that lost glory, to rediscover our place in light. You remember we read Isaiah 35 when it says that the redeemed shall return. You hear the word return. Why does it say return? Because they were there before. Every man originated from the light. So in actual fact, your return is a return to the light. Have you heard of the reawakening, the resurrection? If somebody is asleep, that means he was once awake, isn't it? Have you thought of that? If somebody is dead, that means he was once alive. You cannot awake something that wasn't there before. Praise God, hallelujah. So prayer is all about connecting back to your Creator to return back to your first state in the glory of God, in the lights. Let's quickly read the prayer of Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. Are you there? Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy willows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters encompass me. Praise God. About, even to the soul, the depths close me around about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my soul from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy place, holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I'll pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and he vomited out Jonah upon the ground. Hallelujah. The dry ground. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, this is a wonderful story. Praise God. That actually shows our return back to the place of life. God, because like I've said, all men who have experienced the transgression of Adam actually inhabit the realm of hell. See, down there in the sea, in the belly of the whale, is the abyss. It's the realm of darkness, where people are actually cut off from the life of God. This is hell. It is written that the souls that transgress against God will be cast into hell. How do you transgress against God? Is by walking in the light. When you walk in the truth, you walk in the name of the Lord. Praise God. When you walk in the Spirit, you walk in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the Spirit of God is educating us again about our true identities. We hear this word, true identities, true identities, true identities. We have an identity that is in God. See it, and that can never be changed. But when we stray away from that identity, we begin to suffer many unnecessary things. We suffer limitations. We suffer pain and sorrow. See, we're under the influence of corruption. We become slaves to corruption. You see this guy here, this Job, Noah speaks here about God bringing up his life from corruption. See it? God has no corruption in him. God is spirit. Immortality and life is God's. So we wallow in corruption and mortality when we walk in ignorance. It's the realm of the flesh. See where the caterpillar caterpillar worms, you know, they reign supreme. Licking on your flesh like, you know, day and night. Hallelujah. And Noah from the belly of the whale connects back with God with prayers to get him out of that situation, out of that darkness. Praying to God with all, you know, in all seasons, not just to get you out, but also to maintain you in the place of light, to keep you in that sacred knowledge of the love of God. The love of God, the knowledge of the love of the Father, is what will guide you and keep you throughout all eternity. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. You can't hear that voice as long as you are down there. You hear a contrary voice that says to you, "Get out of my sight, you worker of iniquity. I know you not." Hallelujah, Father, thank you, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Let every man awaken to truth in this hour. Praise God. God is the one that is able to break the bars of iron, the bars of brass. See, by the word of his power, by the revelation of Christ, God is splitting those bars to set the captives free. Those whose souls are trapped in the depths of the abyss. That is hell. To be absent from God is hell. To fear is hell. See it? And any man that fears is not perfected in the love of God. Hallelujah. The power of the resurrection is working in you today to lift you out. From the realm of idols. Praise God. You know all those things we treasure upon the earth, all those things we gather, images and, you know, philosophical, you know, things, all those things that we have gathered unto ourselves. Reasonings of men, they are all what? Idols. anything that will not reveal the Lord of glory, the creator of the heavens and of the earth, is an idol. Because it says that besides me, there is what? There is none else. The earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's. The glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. If you are not contemplating this glory, you are in the realm of outer darkness. And that is where your trouble starts from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for the power of the resurrection. God is working in his people today, translating them from that dark dungeon back into the light. Said, let us not forsake our mercies by clinging on to our own beliefs, to our own concepts, clinging on to idols, things that deny the eternal Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Little children, keep away from idols. Keep away from things that don't testify of the one life that God is revealing to us today. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will do what? He will lift you up. Exactly the way he lifted out Jonah. Jonah had humbled himself, and he prayed towards the temple, his eyes all focused on that secret place of God, on that presence. And the Lord heard his prayers. The Lord's desire is to get you out of there. And he will get you out of there, no matter what you've been through. He's able to, and he will get you out of there. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can to return to the days of your youth. You can return to the days of singing. You can return to the days of all power. Just by praying this simple prayer. Thy kingdom come, Father. Father, come. Father, come. Hallelujah. And he will lift you out of the depths of the sea into the light, where you can know fulfillment of life once more. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. The yokes are broken, the bars are broken, and you have given a pathway for the children, your children, to come back unto you. Be thou glorified. Be thou exalted. Blessed be the name of the Father. Amen. Amen.
In the sight of the Lord. heaven.